just as new evidence showing DC police as the source of the January 6th pipe bombs gets released, and as the monumental crimes of the Biden family finally come to light, a new pandemic is announced by the WHO.
Mpox has been reported in the Democratic Republic of the Congo for more than a decade, and the number of cases reported each year has increased steadily over that period. Last year, reported cases increased significantly, and already the number of cases reported so far this year has exceeded last year's total, with more than 14,000 cases and 524 deaths. Today, the emergency committee met and advised me that, in its view, the situation constitutes a public health emergency of international concern. I have accepted that advice.
And once again, the WHO is saying we need contact tracing.
So we need strong surveillance and good diagnostics. Our diagnostics teams are working to better understand the use of the current PCR tests, the other tests that exist that are out there, to distinguish between clade 1, clade 2, and we are looking at how we can get those diagnostics into country.
They are calling for PCR testing again, which we already know is ineffective and fraudulent when it comes to identifying a virus. Dr. Kerry Mullis was awarded the Nobel Prize for his invention of the polymerase chain reaction, the PCR. The PCR is a method of analysis and wasn't designed to test for a virus. Mullis explains why.
And with PCR, if you do it well, you can find almost anything in anybody. It starts making you believe in the sort of Buddhist notion that everything is contained in everything else, right? I mean, because if you can amplify one single molecule up to something that you can really measure, which PCR can do, then there's just very few molecules that you don't have at least one single one of them in your body, okay? So that could be thought of as a misuse of it, just to claim that it's meaningful.
The PCR test can potentially find anything you are looking for, depending on how high you turn it up. And this is exactly what has been done. The official protocol given for the PCR testing of COVID-19 created a floodgate of false positives to skew the results. They call it asymptomatic because it's a lie. These people don't have symptoms because they don't have COVID-19. They do it today because they've done it in the past and always gotten away with it. China announced on Friday that they will be screening people and goods entering the country for Mpox over the next 6 months. In the 2024 New Zealand pandemic plan, under the special powers legislation, it states that authorized medical personnel have the power to force vaccinate people. And Google's former CEO, Eric Schmidt, is creating an AI army for robotic war. And what he first says will be defensive.
And the idea basically is to do two things. Use AI in complicated, powerful ways for these essentially robotic war. And the second one is to lower the cost of the robots. Now you sit there and you go, why would a good liberal like me do that? And the answer is that the whole theory of armies is tanks, artilleries, and mortar. And we can eliminate all of them. And we can make the penalty for invading a country, at least by land, essentially be impossible.
But then admits they will be primarily offensive.
Does it give more of an advantage to defense versus offense? Can you even make that distinction?
Because I've been doing this for the last year, I've learned a lot about war that I really did not want to know. And one of the things to know about war is that the offense always has the advantage because you can always overwhelm the defensive systems. And so you're better off as a strategy of national defense to have a very strong offense that you can use if you need to. And the systems that I and others are building will do that. Because of the way the system works, I am now a licensed arms dealer.
While the Uniparty vows to pit Americans against each other in a civil war to maintain its power,
bodyguards for everybody in civil war conditions,
the big tech elitists are developing an offensive robot army and more clot shots. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Nitric Boost, Turmeric 95, high quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's Monday, August 19th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this thing, get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. We have a very big show for you today. We'll, of course, be talking about politics, DNC, Kamala being drunk, everybody loving Trump. We'll get into all of that in just a second. We'll get into the invasion as well. As the concern today is about Venezuelans taking over Denver. Thank you. Tons and tons of videos to get to today as well. So let's not waste any time. Here it is, your Daily Dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Monday, the 19th of August, 2024. The 2024 Democratic National Convention starts today. And boy, is it typical. Boy, is it exactly what you would expect. Total dystopian nightmare. And it's truly amazing. We're going to spend a bit talking about this in the beginning. Where to even begin with this? Thousands of National Guard troops are standing by. Legions of police are already dealing with rioters that threaten to turn violent as hundreds of thousands descend on the DNC to make their voices heard. Meanwhile, if you look at the headlines, I just went to the convention tab on Google News yesterday. And from the mainstream media, it's like it's a party. It's the momentum. Every article is talking about the momentum Kamala Harris has. But we'll take a look at that momentum and we'll see if it actually exists or if it's all smoke and mirrors a little bit later. But basically, you've simultaneously got the atmosphere of a party and it's all unity and joy. When in reality, it's... I mean, the FBI has come out and said that they're afraid, they have warnings of a chemical attack that might happen there. So we'll see, and we'll be showing you videos of it already. The videos are kind of insane coming out of the DNC, and it's only going to get crazier. But the most important thing to understand about this DNC, and they keep saying that it's unlike any other DNC before. Things are changed. This one's different. What's different about this one is the convention used to be a place where there was political contest and contention, and it was the democratic process working itself out. Now it's a coronation. Now it's just the crowning of Kamala Harris. It's very strange. It's very strange. We'll show that to you. But if you just think back to even just 2016, when you have these different blocks of voters and who they support, and they're vying against each other, and they're trying to make deals in the background, and they're trying to switch delegates, and it's all supposed to be very... None of that's happening this year. None of that's happening. It's a big dance party to coronate Kamala Harris, and everybody's happy and going along with it, okay? Ignore the rioters outside. We'll get back to that. Meanwhile, Blinken seeks Gaza ceasefire momentum on Mideast trip. U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken arrived in Tel Aviv on Sunday to try to seal a ceasefire deal after months of negotiations amid the war in Gaza between Israel and Hamas. This makes his 9th diplomatic mission to the Middle East since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. For And he's going there for a quick conclusion of an elusive ceasefire agreement. He's pretty much already failed, but he arrived in Israel on Sunday before what mediators have billed as a last push to reach a deal that will take place in Cairo later this week. Anybody else having flashbacks to January 2022? Anybody having flashbacks to the days and weeks just before Russia invaded Ukraine? When exactly these types of headlines came out, Anthony Blinken travels to Ukraine in last-ditch effort to prevent war. Yeah, how'd that work out? And is that really what he's doing? Nine times Anthony Blinken has gone to Israel to put his foot down and say, hey, you got to stop killing women and children. And Israel says, screw you, give me $20 billion. And Anthony Blinken says, okay. And then it continues unabated. So eight times. The superpower, the most powerful country in the history of the world, has sent our supposed emissary who goes to Israel and says, I'm here as an Israeli. Okay, that doesn't make any sense. But eight times America, the superpower, has sent an envoy to try to get Israel to act reasonably for like a minute or two, if that would be possible. And eight times they've spit in our face and we've rewarded with them with tens of billions of dollars of weaponry. Maybe the ninth time will be different, or maybe this will just be the final little charade before the guns really start firing. And we'll move on. We'll be back to this, but it's worth it to remind you that if we want Israel and the conflict in the Middle East, if we want it to not spiral out of control, if we want to stop the relentless murder, all we have to do, is just not give them the bombs. Just not send them the weapons, and everything would change. Israel would have to negotiate, they'd have to stop the advance into Gaza, they'd have to stop saber-rattling with Hezbollah and assassinating people in the middle of Iran. All of it would come grinding to a halt if we weren't just supplying endless billions of dollars of weaponry to them. But we keep giving them billions of dollars of weaponry, so it's not ending anytime soon. Meanwhile, Ukraine aims to create Kursk buffer zone, Zelensky says, as Kyiv's forces blow up second Russian bridge. Ukraine's military incursion into Kursk aims to create a buffer zone to prevent cross-border attacks by Moscow's forces. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky confirmed Sunday as his troops blow up a second bridge in the Russian border region. Russia is, of course, planning on responding in a very real way. And we have more signals over the weekend that this is very likely and may imminently turn into a nuclear conflict. So we'll get into that. Meanwhile, this morning, House GOP investigators accused Biden of impeachable conduct in long-awaited report. It's unlikely to change the fact that Republicans don't have the votes to impeach the president. Some Judiciary Committee Republicans have pushed to hold public hearings on impeachment articles, but Chair Jim Jordan didn't commit to that step in a recent interview. But House Republican investigators accused President Biden of engaging in impeachable conduct as part of a long-awaited report. It's unlikely to change the reality. They don't have the votes to impeach him, and we will we'll return to this in just a little bit, but this is a much more powerful statement than anything we've seen out of the House GOP. This is just like a media play to try to steal headlines during the DNC and throw a wrench in there. Nothing is going to come of this. They should have done it 4 years ago, and too little, too late. Biden, not even in charge. So who cares, honestly? And finally, we have this Operation Early Dawn in the UK. Emergency move to avoid prison overcrowding triggered amid sentencing of rioters. Yes, the government of the UK are jailing so many people for their speech that they're having to launch Operation Early Dawn to release prisoners, not the, you know, people who are being thrown into prison for Twitter posts. They're going in by the thousands. No, it'll be the murderers and the rapists. They'll be the ones released to avoid this overcrowding. An emergency plan to avoid overcrowding in jails has been triggered this morning. The government has announced in the wake of sentencing of scores of rioters. Operation Early Dawn is a longstanding plan that means defendants waiting for a court appearance could be held in police cells for longer until prison space is available in the event they are remanded in custody. Again, we'll get back into what's going on in the UK as they are taking censorship to a truly insane new level. And just like with everything, every time you think the New World Order has reached a impossible to exceed, you know, so the level of their tyranny, they always go even crazier. So again, we'll get into just some of the further arrests that have been made. And it's gone from, you know, inciting racial hatred for posting like F the Muslims, burn down a mosque. And it's like, all right, well, that shouldn't be illegal. You're allowed to say whatever you want, but it's a little over the line. Maybe a little over the line. You're calling for violence. And now it's just people who are like, stand up for yourself, Britain, being thrown into jail for years. I'm not even kidding. One of them was, quote, get out on the street. Get out on the street. Jail for 2 years. An old man who retired after like 42 years as a bus driver and now spends all of his time looking after his sick wife. He's now going to jail for 2 years for typing Southampton, where are you? Get out into the streets. Get out into the streets. Protest. Go stand up for yourself. Saying that alone is now enough to send you to jail for 2 years in the UK. It's horrifying. Absolutely horrifying. That's it. That's your Daily Dispatch. Infowarsstore.com is where you go to keep us on the air and in the fight. And I got a lot of videos to get to here from the DNC as well as everywhere else. Let's start with an absolutely fantastic video from over the weekend, clip number 8. Actually, no, we're not going to start with that because I have a bunch of videos today that I want to get to that all are sort of in the same vein, and I want to build up to that. So I think we'll start instead, and this is kind of nice. This is a nice little transition that we're going through. See, previously, when the entire media landscape and all the Democrats were claiming that Biden was perfectly fine and claims about his mental acuity were cheap fake news, disinformation, terrorism, we like to begin the show practically every day with some video of Joe Biden being an embarrassing mess because it was a daily occurrence. You would have thought that that would have gone away with Joe Biden going away, but no, actually, Kamala is just as bad. And we have a variety of videos from this weekend where she just what is she doing? What is she talking about? What is she trying to say? It's all just very up in the air at this point. So here's Kamala Harris. Her campaign, from my perspective, it looks an awful lot like her campaign is collapsing in the run-up to this DNC. This weekend has been really abysmal for her, and nothing I've seen has made me think otherwise. We'll go to clip 17 first. Kamala Harris is trying to say something about democracy. See if you can figure it out.
That's what our election is about. Our election is about understanding the importance of this beautiful country of ours in terms of what we stand for around the globe as a democracy. As a democracy, we know there's a duality to the nature of democracy. On the one hand, incredible strength when it is intact. What it does for its people to protect and defend their rights, their liberty, and their freedom. Incredibly strong and incredibly fragile.
Okay. I mean, okay.
Democracy, one hell of a glass cannon.
Yeah, it, thank you.
Democracy, really powerful until you incite a race war.
I mean, what is there even to say? I mean, first of all, just the way she's talking sounds like she's talking to toddlers, which is very, very annoying. And if for no other reason, please, for the love of God, don't vote for Kamala. Don't let us have to suffer through 4 years of that. My God. Democracy, you guys, but democracy. Oh, my God. Just shut up. The duality of the nature of democracy. Okay.
I feel like the problem is the people who vote for Kamala, right, that next 4 years, if she were to win, right, they would go back to sleep because no one would be telling them that Orange Man is bad, yeah, right on the TV. And then other people who pay attention to politics would have to deal with her baggage
constantly, forever. Let's go to clip 19 here. Again, let's see if she can expand on this, because remember, she doesn't. She's, all these things she says, believe it or not, these things are prepared. These things are like standard. Like, she's thought about these beforehand. She's like, oh, that's good. I'm gonna start using that one. So then every time she goes out and speaks, she tries to express these ideas. She can't do it. It doesn't make, she's got no thoughts to express. So this is her new thing, is talking about democracy. You just heard her completely fail to make a point whatsoever, except that democracy is extremely strong, but also very fragile. It's like, wow, I hadn't thought of that. Yeah, okay, incredible. Here she is expanding on this idea, and she's definitely, certainly, 100% not drunk. Let's watch.
Because when we think about the strength of our democracy, you know, I think that there's a duality to the nature of democracy. When it's intact, oh, it's so strong in terms of what it does to uphold and protect individual rights and freedoms. So strong in its nature. And it's very fragile. It will only be as strong as our willingness to fight for it.
Okay, she might actually be drunk there. That she might actually have been drunk there. That's not a duality, lady. Does she even know what duality means? That's not a duality. That's like, you know, a toaster. There's a duality of a toaster. You know, when it works, it makes toast, cooks bread. But it's also fragile and it can break. It's a real dual nature of a toaster. You know, sometimes it works and it's good and toast comes out. But sometimes it breaks and doesn't work at all. Wow, what a fascinating philosophical concept Kamala Harris is toying with here. The dual nature of a thing, that it works sometimes, and then if it breaks, it doesn't work. Fascinating. I think she's dumb. I think she might just be dumb, actually. My God. Okay. Also, let's just point out, democracies do not do a good job of protecting people's rights. She specifically says the rights of individuals here. That is antithetical to democracy. The rights of an individuals will be subsumed under the demands of the majority under a democracy. A republic guarantees the rights of the individual. A republic says that it doesn't matter what the majority says, you have a right to contradict or oppose them. A democracy says the majority thinks this way, therefore you must think this way or be punished. It's not about protecting rights. If we're going to talk about philosophy and the dual nature of a thing that either does something or doesn't. She also, and this is bombshell here, clip number 21, Kamala Harris went to a gas station for the first time in her life. Let's watch how that went. She is with her creepy husband.
Doritos.
Oh my God, Bill, we're getting Doritos. Yeah, she's just like us.
Ah, huh? Oh, Dougie, there they are. Yeah, thank you.
Dougie.
I know you want those.
I know you want these, sweetheart. They're not normal. They're not normal. I mean, it's the same thing Joe Biden did. They just run the same playbook. And I, you know, I guess this is just the thing where they're, you know, they have all these little assistants, interns. You know, Kamala Harris gets in the limo. All right, what are we doing today? Okay, today is your gas station visit. We have a Sheetz pulled out. It's right over here, and we've cleared out all of the customers. It's just going to be you, and you're going to walk in, and you're going to buy a product. What product do we want her to buy? Doritos? Okay, you're going to get Doritos. Okay, and this is about looking natural and authentic. Remember, it's all about naturalness and authenticity. People thrive on authenticity. They desire authenticity, so we have to work extra hard to fake this authenticity, okay, Kamala?
It looks so natural with, like, the mic boom in the shot. Like, I mean, she just walked past, like, the mic boom, like, behind the camera. There's probably, like, you know, 15 producers. You got the,
they're in front of the camera. They're all just standing around. Everybody in the Sheetz is, like, an employee. They're all just standing around either filming Kamala Harris buy Doritos or like try not to look too awkward on camera, and they're failing at both of these things. So,
do you remember when Donald Trump went to a gas station? It was a barn. Oh my, the mask slips right there. Boom. That's like all of the AP right there.
What were they turn? And it's just like this crowd of people.
It was a gaggle. Look, it was the press box.
She's just like us.
This is exactly the same experience I have every time I go into a gas station. But that's really just because I'm very handsome and a lot of people really want to talk to me.
The gaggle of this guy's just like, please leave. If you get out of here, I just want to go back to doing my job, not being used as a prop. No, but they're desperate. They're desperate to play this dual game. And we'll get into the stories whenever I have them of, how the DNC is going. But again, in the lead up to this, Kamala is not pulling it off. Just not pulling it off, really. Let's go to clip number 18 here. The energy for Kamala and Walz is just it's off the charts. Let's watch. Our radio listeners, there are about 10 elderly people confusedly filming a sign. Yeah. It's just you get a little sense of it there. You get a little sense of the energy of Kamala Harris's campaign. Let's go to clip. Wait, was that 20? Let's go to clip 18, or was that 18? Let's go to clip 20. All right, let's go to clip 20 now. Here's a very high energy crowd for Kamala and Walz. Wow, you can feel it. Two dozen people there for sure. cheering as the bus drives away. Yes, they're on a big bus tour this weekend. The energy is collapsing as they move into the DNC, and we'll get into what that looks like quickly. Here we can go to did I not put it in here? Because Elon retweeted a video from all the way back in 2020. Clip number one here. This video is from 2020, just talking about just how bad Kamala Harris was back then. Never gotten any better. Let's watch.
How Kamala Harris's campaign unraveled. They obtained the resignation letter of the Harris campaign state operations director, who is now joining the Bloomberg campaign. She wrote, "It is unacceptable that with less than 90 days until Iowa, we still do not have a real plan to win. Our campaign for the people is made up of diverse talent, which is being squandered by indecision and a lack of leaders who lead." Molly, that is rough stuff. You wrote a fantastic cover story on Kamala Harris about a month ago or so. I'm sure, based on what your reporting has been, a lot of this isn't really a surprise to you.
No, what's a surprise is that she has failed to turn it around despite literally months and months and months of hearing this kind of frustration. And you hear it, you know, it's reporters, it's people inside the campaign, it's people outside the campaign.
Yeah, remember when everybody hated Kamala and wasn't afraid to admit it? We'll get back on the other side to how things have changed. The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Your grandma died all alone in the hospital. Your wife was fired over a mandate. Your teenage son has heart problems. You lost your business. They kicked you off of social media. Your two-year-old was forced to wear a mask. And now they want you to forget about the whole thing. Oh, hell no. We will never forget.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period. I'm in a paradox or a catch-22. If I sat here and tried to tell you all the things that have been done to InfoWars, it distracts us from the attacks the globalists are carrying out against America and the people of the world. But at the same time, if I don't tell you what's happening to us, you won't know how desperate the situation is. It's a paradox. But the enemy wants to attack us, they admit, to drag us off of our mission, exposing their operations at such a critical time. So I'm just going to say this. We're in the fight against the New World Order. We stand with you because I know my children are going to grow up in a world with your children. If they have any future, your children have to have a future. So we're brothers and sisters in this. And I need your support. I'm humbly asking for your support. Plus, these are great products. And this could be the last run. We're very close to being shut down. If people come through and support us, we'll survive if it's God's will. But we have Vitamineral Fusion. We have this incredible 1,000 milligram organic vitamin C with rose hips and zinc. It's so amazing for your immune system and body. It's back in stock. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, been sold out for months. Back in stock is 95% curcuminoid. This could be your last chance to get these products. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get these products, because without your support, we are going to be shut down. Plus, these are really amazing products. So I humbly thank you for all your past support. And regardless of what happens, we've fought as hard as we could. We never gave up. We never backed down. But really, this is a symbiotic relationship. We bring you hardcore information, game-changing info, and you support us, keep us on the air. So I want to thank you all for your past support. I want to encourage you now in what could be your last chance to get these three products that are finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Bodies, Vitamin C, Vitamineral Fusion, now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Putting the power of conversation into the caller's hands. You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Folks, we're going to open up the phone lines for your calls in the next hour. We'll be joined by Foundering, musician, in the third hour. Let's continue on politics and the opening up of the DNC. First of all, the Kamala Harris campaign is not doing hot. They can fill up a couple stadiums by offering basically, they're like, oh, it's a free concert with top tier, you know, A-list performers that pack out stadiums on their own accord. But it's a Kamala Harris rally now, because Kamala Harris will speak for a few minutes afterwards, and then they show the giant crowds and act like it's all for Kamala. It's all a dog and pony show. It's all smoke and mirrors, and all of this is obvious. And even the mainstream media is starting to break from the imposed consensus of Kamala Harris is amazing and never does anything wrong and is wonderful and joyful. They're actually, I mean, she's only come out with two policies. One was no tax on tips, which was just refurbished, repackaged, not even so much. It was just Trump's policy. It was just straight up Trump's policy that she stole. And it's a pretty good policy, but it's Trump's, so they don't really talk about that. The only other policy she's come out with is price controls, which throughout history have always and inevitably led to a total failure of the government to actually appropriately price things, and always leads to mass starvation and sometimes riots and civil war. And they actually are breaking with the imposed universal ubiquitous love of Kamala. NBC News host pressed Governor Whitmer on Harris's price control plan, saying, quote, "Is it any more than a gimmick?" That's another thing that you'll see across the mainstream media. People going, yeah, is this even really a thing? Is this just like a gimmick? Is this like a, like, are you serious about this? And if you are serious, is that not kind of worse? Because, like, do you know what you're, Bob, what you're actually suggesting here? So they're sort of turning on Kamala as well, but simultaneously trying to pump her up as she's going into the DNC. Like, this is a giant celebration. I'm going to show you that in just a second. But again, let's do a little compare and contrast. We'll go back to some of these videos. Here's the energy of Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, clip 18 here. The energy just overwhelming. Again, just remind ourselves, it's the incredible. Yeah, okay. So she's not there yet, but I mean, you know, pretty small crowd, pretty pathetic gathering. Meanwhile, here's Trump in the same area at the same time, clip 26. Trump rally in Wilkes-Barre. The energy is unreal. Let's see this. A little bit different. A little bit different vibes, if you will. The sort of AA meeting vibe from Kamala Harris. The Beatles in 1965 energy from Donald Trump. A little bit different. A little bit different. Another little compare and contrast. Here is clip 20. Again, very low energy crowd. This is Kamala Harris and Tim Walz leaving on their bus tour. Let's see what that looks like. All right. A couple pre-made signs. A couple people. You know, their crowds are never wearing the gear. They're never wearing the you know, Trump supporters. It's like a sports event. It's like, I got to put on all the Trump stuff I have. I got to put on my InfoWars shirt. Got to put on my MAGA hat. I got to, people dress up for it. They make it an event. People in Kamala's camp, maybe not, don't have the same type of energy. So that's how the bus trip began. Here's what it looked like when it arrived in Rochester, Pennsylvania, clip 27. Here's the energy of the crowd where they arrived. Oh, look, it's all Trump supporters with even better energy than hers. Yes, folks, Trump supporters are not just blowing Kamala Harris out of the water at their own events. They're mogging her at her own events, which is pretty interesting. And again, she keeps trying to do these things where she's like talking about the duality of democracy and nobody knows what the hell she's talking about. And it's all very embarrassing and cringeworthy. And it's why they've avoided having her speak about anything for the last several weeks that she has been the Democratic nominee. And her flailing, her inconsistency, it's making some people question why. Gateway Pundit has the story. Trump campaign posts about Kamala Harris' serious drinking problem rumors. The Trump campaign went public Saturday night with an allegation of rumors about Kamala Harris having a serious drinking problem. James Blair, political director of the Trump 2024 presidential campaign and the RNC, posted on X, "A lot of rumors out there about Kamala having a serious drinking problem, apparently coming into focus as the campaign heats up." And I, of course, wouldn't be surprised, and it would fall directly in with everything else we know about Kamala Harris. Here's the problem with an accusation like that or a question like that. There's only two answers. Neither one of them's good. If you see a video of Kamala Harris acting a certain way and the Trump campaign says, "So is she drunk?" There's really only two answers. Either the answer is, yeah, she is, and that's not good. It means she probably has a drinking problem. It means she probably shouldn't be president. You don't want the answer to be yes. But you also don't want the answer to be no, that's just how she is. Right? Is she drunk? Is Kamala Harris drunk right now? No, that's just kind of how she is, actually. Now, she actually doesn't need to be drunk to just do that. So no good answer there. There's no good response to this. Either yes, she is drunk, so don't worry if she's acting like an idiot. She's drunk. It's fine. Not a great, you know, outcome for the presidential campaign. But the answer, no, she's not drunk. She's just like that anyway. No, her normal behavior makes people think she's drunk. Also not a great, you know, advertisement for Kamala Harris. So they're sort of between a rock and a hard place here. But if you look at the DNC, the Democratic National Convention, that's happening in Chicago today, opening up today. Well, first of all, it's just completely insane. It is just everything about it that has been revealed so far is utterly and completely insane. Let's look at some headlines. DNC 2020 from AP News. Protesters plan large marches and rallies in Chicago. Crowds of activists are expected to gather in Chicago for protests outside of the Democratic National Convention this week, hoping to call attention to such issues as economic injustice, reproductive rights, and the war in Gaza. And the numbers of this, and you know what's being done to prepare for this, is truly staggering. And we'll get to that in just a second. But before we get to like the interlopers or the protesters, people causing trouble there, let's look at what they're just doing officially, like what the actual DNC itself is up to. Planned Parenthood reaches a new low. Bus traveling to DNC will offer free abortions and vasectomies at DNC in Chicago. Folks, no blackpilling. No blackpilling allowed ever again. Our enemies are, as we speak, being castrated and ending their bloodlines in a bus behind a convention center. Okay? They're doing this to themselves. They're killing their own babies and castrating themselves in an RV in an alley in Chicago right now. This is how, I mean, we don't even have to do anything anymore. This is how demoralized and suicidal their entire side is. Just so we're aware, they're literally driving a bus. Planned Parenthood has a bus that is offering free vasectomies, abortion, and emergency conception at the DNC. Which, look, if they weren't doing it, I would have suggested as a joke. Okay? This is where we are now. This is the parody, dystopian hell world that we now live in, where it would have been a funny joke to go around the DNC in Chicago with a pair of scissors offering to perform vasectomies on men so they could show, you know, how committed to the Democratic cause they were. That would be a funny prank because of how outrageous it is. It's not a prank. It's not a joke. It's real, folks. It's absolutely real. The Democrats are ending their genetic lines in a greyhound behind the convention center in Chicago. Do you need to know anything else? I hope so, because I got a lot more to talk about. We'll be right back, folks.
We got a big announcement at InfoWarsStore.com. All InfoWars MD supplements, a premium supplement line, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to diverse needs. We've got something for everyone at the InfoWars MD line. Ageless Vitality Collagen. Just look into all the benefits of collagen, folks. If you're not getting any collagen in your system, this is a great way to do so. Ageless Vitality Collagen. Superfood greens. Are you getting the fiber? Are you getting the greens in your life? If you're not eating your vegetables, this is a great way to supplement that. Superfood greens. Mushroom Max. All the great benefits of mushrooms. You might not like eating them. I'm not a big fan of them myself, but you can get it in a capsule. You don't have to worry about the nasty taste or texture. And get all the benefits. Mushroom Max, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, Turmeric 95. Man, the benefits of turmeric are just incredible. When I'm not taking turmeric, I genuinely can notice the difference. It's one of those types of supplements where you notice when you're not taking it. And for me, it's kind of the soreness and maybe some inflammation after a workout, or if I play basketball for a couple hours the next day. I noticed the difference. I noticed the difference. And it's kind of sad. It reminds you, you're not going to be young forever, but that's why turmeric is so important. Turmeric 95, 25% off. The prebiotic formula, the prostate support, very important for men. Nerve Renew, Joint Max Relief. That's both of those things are key. And then good night's sleep. You know, if you're having trouble sleeping, a supplement always great for that. Good night's sleep. All of these, the InfoWars MD premium supplement line, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. We appreciate your support there. That's what makes everything we do here possible.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. So we were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored? That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce that our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. We're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
Networks lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show. We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.
Look, I know the supernatural is something that isn't supposed to happen, but it does happen.
Welcome back, folks. We are going to continue to mock the DNC and Kamala Harris's campaign and, you know, celebrate Trump. But it's not just about laughing at these people. It's about making a very important point about what's different about this convention. What you're seeing on screen here is just posted on X. This is a Trump rally without Trump in California. And it's better attended than Kamala Harris's actual appearances in places where she's expected to win. It just another little piece of evidence about the sign of the times. That you can actually have a rally without Trump in California, and it's better attended than Kamala Harris's rallies in Pennsylvania, where she actually is. And so again, You know, you've got these waves, right? You've got the collapse, the just utterly embarrassing collapse of Joe Biden. Remember that? Remember that like a month ago? A little bit more? When the entire facade fell down. I mean, it really was like the scene from Wizard of Oz, but even more so. The entire fake facade is crumbled down to the ground, and they're all exposed there. With the puppet, with the strings behind going, oh, crap, and just looking at the audience. Oh, crap. All of our lies were exposed. Oh, my God. Now everybody realizes Joe Biden is not in charge and is totally incompetent, and we've been lying to them forever. But somehow they've scrambled to rebuild the set and put the curtain back in front of everybody and just pretend like that never happened. Okay, all right, we'll pretend that never happened. And then they pretend that Kamala Harris is really popular. They put out a couple TikTok videos. Megan Thee Stallion shakes her ass on stage, and suddenly Kamala is everywhere. Like, you can only sustain that for so long. Eventually, she's got to come out with policies. And then people start asking questions. And then she's got to speak, you know, extemporaneously, off the cuff, in front of cameras. And more questions are going to come. It's all starting to kind of shake, start to vibrate a little bit. The collapse is imminent. But the DNC's just started today. So they're frantically trying to, like, just hold this together just for this week. Just like, let's just get through the convention and then whatever. Then we can do whatever. But, like, they're desperately trying to maintain cohesion here as the Kamala Harris campaign collapses simultaneous to the run-up to the DNC. And again, as we laugh at the absurdity of what's going on at the DNC, there's a real point to this. There's a real major political tidal shift that's happening right now. It's being disguised. It's being hidden under all of these. I've been literally seeing headlines with the word pizzazz in them in the run to the DNC. Pizzazz. I'd never seen it written before, but it's on Google News now. The DNC will have pizzazz. They're trying to use pizzazz to cover up what's really happening, which is the boiling of the American frog. The American populace is being led like sheep to the slaughter and maybe don't even realize that what used to be a act of democratic participation where delegates representing constituencies from all over the country would come together to, in a very real, visceral, democratic way, vie for power and build coalitions and try to get your guy at the top or try to make a deal with the guy at the top to get your, you know, policies and agenda forward. You know, just the real making of the grinding of the sausage of in the political grist mill. But that's not what this one is. There's no factions. There's no contention. There's no debating. There's no policy, you know, competitions. None of that. It's a coordination now. They are actively, and of course they're doing it through the Democratic Party, they are, at this moment, eliminating a major democratic function of our system, the convention. They are refurbishing it, reforming it into a coronation. That's a very important point that we'll get to. But what else are they doing in the DNC? So Planned Parenthood is offering vasectomies and abortions at a in a shed out back. So that's lovely. Today's schedule is just hilarious. This is today's schedule at the DNC. Constituents will be separated by race. From 9:30 to 11:30, it's the Black caucus meeting. Also at that time is the Hispanic caucus meeting. Then you have the AAPI, which is Asian Pacific Islander caucus meeting. Then you have the Native American caucus meeting. And I think that's all of them. I think that's all the races except for white. And then to cap it all off, you've got the ethnic council meeting, which I guess is just general non-whites. So you've got all the non-whites, you know, cut up into segments so they can each have their own caucus. And then they all come together at the end of the day for just a generalized non-white caucus. So that's lovely. Just segregation and racial strife just right at the forefront there at the DNC. Obviously, this is going to be extremely contentious. There's already just tons of videos of the protest and the riot police. Goes on. We have so many examples of this. Let's just go to clip two first. An idea of how many police officers are currently downtown marching alongside protesters in an attempt to keep the peace. So this was Sunday. And again, just phalanxes, just line upon line upon line of police. Free Palestine chants going on as the protesters swarm in. And in fact, it's been like a hurricane. People are making money off of this. We'll play this as B-roll, clip number three. In the lead up to the DNC, Chicago, where the DNC is being held, is boarding up all of their storefronts. And you're seeing plywood in front of these storefronts with like a sign like, "But we're still open. Don't worry, we're still open. We just have to protect ourselves from the zombie hordes. So come on in." Hey, if you need office supplies, just go ahead and get around the barbed wire and over the barriers. And we're still open. Come on in. Just, you're not going to kill us, are you? Okay, if you're not going to kill us, we are open. Yep. If you're not going to loot our store, you're welcome to give us your custom. Yeah, Chicago board up services. So it's like a hurricane. It's like now when, you know, you got a hurricane coming and you got to board up, batten down the hatches, get your food and water, storable food and water, have a, you know, hand crank flashlight. Just get ready. The natural disaster that is the Democratic Party is coming to town. Incredible. Gateway Pundit has a story. Radical far-left violence, an imminent threat to Chicago. Activist group calls to shut down the DNC for Gaza and promises to make 2024 as great as 1778. And look, frankly, I'm for it. Every aspect of this I am just so down with. It's hard to explain. The Democrats, you know, cannibalizing each other, I'm for it. Protesting against the war in Gaza, I'm for that too. Leftists getting beaten down by Chicago cops, 100%, I'm into it. There's no part of this that's bad. This is going to be a great week. I'm really feeling it. Let's go to some more clips. Clip number four here. DNC protesters chant, DNC go to hell. This is their own side, folks. These are the Democrats. Feminists and LGBTQ plus people for a free Palestine. Amazing. It really is just amazing. You've got Democrats chanting for Democrats to go to hell. It's just all so much nonsense. It's very fun. Let's go to clip number five here. Protesters in Chicago chant racist, sexist, anti-gay, Christian, fascist, go away on the eve of the DNC. Which I'm a little confused by. I was under the impression this was MAGA country. I'm sorry, I've been reliably informed that downtown Chicago is in fact MAGA country. Why are they chanting this? How are they getting away with this? I thought this was MAGA country. But it's okay. All of the anti-gay, racist, sexist, Christian, fascists don't want to be near you anyway, so stop chanting. Clip number six here. Tensions rising between police and pro-Palestine protesters as they begin to flip off and chant for the police to go home. This is before the DNC even began. This is all just the buildup. And it's going to get even crazier. Governor Pritzker has confirmed around 150 members of the Illinois National Guard are in Chicago on standby. Says they do not have police powers, but if they're needed, they're here just in case. So, yes, activating the National Guard, just knowing that, you know, the Democratic Party is composed almost entirely of insane, violent radicals. So I shouldn't have to tell you, you know, about the absurdity of the constant claim we hear about white Christian men and Trump supporters being dangerous. And then the Democrats come to town. And preemptively, the governor is sending out the National Guard. And they're just surrounded by police. They're creating a dystopian police state. It's protesters and radicals and dissidents on the outside fighting the cops. And on the inside, men are being turned into women and the women are killing their babies. It's dystopian, hellish nonsense. It's what the Democrats are. It's who they are. It's what they want. It's coming to all of America if we don't stop them.
I hate to use this analogy, but truth is the way to go, so I'll just use it. I remember growing up with all four of my grandparents, and first my dad's dad died, and then his mother died, and then my mother's father died, and my mother's mother died. And they were all amazing, and you think they're always going to be there, but one day they're dead. Well, it's the same thing with InfoWars. We've barely survived in the last few years, like right up to millimeters. And people then go, well, you're still on air. You must be invincible. We are shot up. The operation is bleeding to death. And that's okay. We've done our mission, and we're going to continue on even if this operation shut down. But that said, I don't want to prove to you by not going 100% and us shutting down that I wasn't BSing about this. We are very, very, very close to being shut down. And literally, the final products we have in come in at InfoWarsStore.com could be the last time you get them. Now, there's a lot of stuff that goes into this, a lot of strategy. There's a good chance, 50-50, we can stay on air. But if we don't get funding, we will shut down. I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get amazing products. Now, these three have been bestsellers. And these are the last runs of them, unless we get a deal done in the next few months. So we have Vitamin Mineral Fusion. We have the Vitamin C with Zinc and the Rose Hips that's so incredible. And we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. All discounted. But this could easily be the final run. So I need your support, plus they're great products. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com. And while you're there, get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, whatever you do, share the article, share the videos, and pray for the broadcast. You've kept us on air this long, and I'm very thankful to all of you. But we are now at go moment here with this election, everything going on. We need your support now. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and support us in this critical time.